Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Bound podcast, the stories behind the stories. I'm Laura Shera, your host for today, and I'm also joined by my dad, Ron Shera. You may recognize his voice as well. We are co-hosting the Minnesota Bound podcast today. And dad, first, how are you doing?
What fun is that? Yeah.
I know.
We're doing great.
Co-hosting podcasts.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always fun to chat with you.
I know. I feel the same about chatting with you. Today, we are talking about an event that is coming up in a couple weeks here. Actually, August 13th is the first day, and the event is called Game Fair. And the reason I wanted to do a podcast on Game Fair is I feel that, you know, as popular as it is, and we are celebrating the 39th year of Game Fair, and Dad, I'm going to let you explain what Game Fair is in a second. I still feel kind of like it's a little bit of the best kept secret of Minnesota, and more people need to know about Game Fair because it's so much fun. Can you explain what Game Fair is?
Well, correction, Laura, it's the 40th.
Is it the 40th year?
40th annual, yes.
And
I've been to all of them, so there you go.
Wow. I guess COVID had me screwed up on that because we did not have Game Fair, obviously, last year. So it is the 40th year this year.
Well, Game Fair, a lot of people think it's something about games, Monopoly or something. Or some people think it's about shooting animals or something, like game, you know, wild game. It's not that either. It's more like a fair in a sense, but there are no rides. What it is really is an outdoor celebration of the outdoor lifestyle. So Game Fair consists of several hundred vendors with selling wares or demonstrating products, et cetera. There are many, many games for dogs. Roughly 6,000 people over the 2 weekends or 6 days bring their dogs. Because there's doggy games to do, or just how many times are you welcome to bring your dog as long as it's on a leash? And then there are games for kids, slingshot shooting, things like that. There are games for adults, some clay bird shooting and archery, things like that. So it's like I said, really it's a celebration of the outdoor lifestyle, plus there are regular daily seminars on everything from how to rig up for walleyes to how to call ducks and geese and turkeys, you name it. And there are demonstrations. For example, one of the top shotgun trick shooters, Travis Mears, who's been there, well, there wasn't a Game Fair last year, but prior to that, and he's coming back this year. He does amazing things. Like I say, he does magic with a shotgun. He's a lot of fun to watch. Very difficult shots. He'll jump on a trampoline and shoot clay targets in the air, things like that. So it's a variety of things, and thousands of people come there to Game Fair. It's at Armstrong Ranch Kennels, which is on Highway 10, just outside of Anoka, off of Armstrong Boulevard. And maybe you should give the dates at the top here, Laura. There's 2 3-day weekends. Do you have the dates in front of you?
I do. Game Fair will be held August 13, 14, and 15. And then the following weekend, it will be on August 20th, 21st, and 22nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, you know, I think another really unique thing about Game Fair is everything is outside. It is held rain or shine. And it actually covers 80 acres of not only, you know, vendor setup, but there's lots of woods. It's set on a lake side. So when my dad's talking about like the doggy games per se, you can run your dog or your pointer, your retriever, your shed hunter through all sorts of dog type trials that you can win, you know, dog food and trophies and all of those things. And also they have long jump off the dock for your dog. And it really is a unique event. As my dad had mentioned, it's, you know, you're welcome to bring your dog on a leash. So it's really fun to see all the dogs there. There are so many things to do for kids, from slingshot to archery to other things. And they also have, as you had mentioned, seminars all day long. And really, you are seeing a lot of the top experts from all over the country. These are not experts only from the state of Minnesota, even though we have a lot of them here. They fly in from all over the country to talk about elk hunting, turkey hunting, waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, dog training. There are so many dog trainers at Game Fair. That's what makes it so unique, is it's your opportunity to really have face-to-face time with experts.
Indeed. I forgot to mention the dog training seminars. They're everything about how to use electronic collars to just how to start a puppy, healing, sitting, etc. And as you mentioned, some of the top trainers in the country, Tom Dock, and of course, he's been there for years, one of the top dog trainers in the country.
Cartrell Cooper. Yeah.
And you know what was has been interesting for me with all these dogs, people walking up and down the aisles, etc. outside, you would think you'd hear some growling, some fights, etc. I can only think of a couple times when there were two dogs got out of control, and usually it's the owner's fault. But I once asked somebody, a dog expert, I said, "How do you have 6,000 dogs here over 2 weekends, and rarely, if ever, is there a fight? There might be occasionally a little growl, but that's about it. Why hasn't there been more fights?" And the interesting answer, interesting to me anyway, is he said, every dog there is not on its home turf. So they're not defending anything. And so they're not going to get embroiled into a fight because this is not their turf. So I found that very interesting. So they're all on neutral ground, so to speak.
Yeah, they are. That's one of my favorite parts of Game Fair. And Dad, you and I hang out in the center of Game Fair grounds at the Information Center. And if you do decide to stop by Game Fair, we always welcome you to stop by and say hi to us. We enjoy seeing all the smiling faces at Game Fair. But that is part of what I think is my favorite part. One of the favorite parts of Game Fair is just watching the dogs all day, because it is not exclusive to only, hunting or gun dogs or things like that. Any dog is welcome, and we actually see so many breeds at Game Fair. It's really fun to be watching what I call the doggy parade walk in front of me all day long. And again, there's just such great resources there. There's also agility and sheep herding demonstrations. So it's not just limited to only, as I had mentioned, traditional upland dog seminars, etc. So there's all sorts of different types of things for dogs.
You know what a lot of people don't know, Laura, is because I'm going to mention Lorelei.
Yes.
Chuck and Lorelei Delaney, who own the property where Game Fair is held and who initiated Game Fair 40 years ago. This happened after they were in Europe, in England, where Lorelei, a lot of people do know or don't know, she was international trap shooting champion, Olympic champion, one of the top female trap shooters in American history. So she, Lorelei, and her husband Chuck were in England and at a shoot, and there was an event called Game Fair going on there. And so they went to it and said to themselves, "This is so unique. Why don't we do that when we get back home?" So 40 years ago, they started Game Fair right where it is today. And I was there as on the microphone introducing things. And I can tell you that the first Game Fairs, you could probably, there was hardly anybody coming down the aisles. Nobody knew what it was at that point. Yet it went on. And it almost went under. And then as the word got out and people realized what it was, the rest is history. I mean, there'd be tens of thousands of people come there over the 6 days. And we're all expecting a huge crowd this year because of COVID. There was no game fair last year, like there was no state fair as well. So, but that's how it came to Minnesota. Some other, Ducks Unlimited and a few others have tried their own version of game fair in Wisconsin and a few other places. I'm not sure those succeeded, but Minnesotans are very special in their taste and passion for the outdoors. And so game fair has been very successful here. And as you mentioned, you and I will be there for all 6 days in the information booth, making announcements, answering questions. I'll be peddling my calendar and my books as usual.
Of course.
And
you'll be also signing your calendar and your book while you're there. So that's great time to buy it, just because a lot of people give those for gifts and things like that. And to have you sign it is also, you know, a bonus. So it's always,
Laura,
a good thing.
I told you, you're not getting a commission for doing
this.
Oh,
I know, Dad.
Okay.
I sat there and sold plenty, and I put all the cash right back in your envelope.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, do you have the hours there? Let's give those hours out.
Yes. Once again, Game Fair is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, August 13th, and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, which is Sunday. The following weekend, the same hours, 9 to 5 on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
I think we should mention Friday, children are in there free, so it's kind of a kids' day thing.
Oh, very cool.
Hey there. Bill Shirk, the man about the woods. You know what? It's time to relax, and Voyager can help. Voyager builds custom saunas for your home, backyard, business, and you know what? The pick of the Shirk family, we love Voyager's mobile saunas that go anywhere we want to go. Clear grade cedar benches, spray foam insulation, Kuma wood-fired stoves, or Hilo electric heaters. These are Finnish-influenced hand-built saunas that will last a lifetime. They're constructed with care by the hometown Voyager's team. You know, the Shirk family loves our Voyager mobile sauna. Voyager, a Minnesota movement influenced by Finnish culture. Visit VoyagerSaunas.com and get ready to distress. Trust me, it works.
Also, when it comes to drinking water, I have to let you know that I am very picky. I like my water to be free of contaminants, and I really love it to taste good because why? I like to drink a lot of it for good health reasons. I have the reverse osmosis drinking water system from Kinetico, and I love it. It removes the chlorine. It removes all the other contaminants in the water. And of course, it tastes great. And having Kinetico water allows me to use a lot less plastic water bottles, which of course we all know is good for the environment. Also important to keep in mind. So for more information, visit Kinetico.com to find a dealer near you. And you know what, Dad? They actually still hold a game fair, which this one was, originated from seeing the original game fair in United Kingdom. That still goes on there as well. And they actually, I just found it on Instagram. And their game fair is July 23rd through 25th, this weekend, as a matter of fact, in the UK. So I love how the tradition started there, and it's been carried over to the US. And that's what makes, you know, this event so unique, is that you really can't find it anywhere else in the country, to be honest.
Over the years, there have been a number of trick shooters there that have all been exceptional with their own act, so to speak, and that's been fun for me to get to know these people. Some of them are no longer with us now, but as I mentioned, Travis Mears is a shooter from Texas with just a delightful personality, and he appears twice a day there at Game Fair, and always draws a big crowd, of course, as people if they've seen him before, they want to see him again because he always adds new acts, etc. And he does amazing things, as I mentioned. There's also archery shooting for kids and adults there, where you can bring your bows. By the way, you can bring your guns too, if you want to participate in some of the shooting games, as long as they're in a case, you're welcome to bring your gun and your shotgun. And like I said, there's just a variety of things. Pheasants Forever has a big presentation there. We call it Pheasant Forever Hill. They have a big display there. And then there's an area called Waterfowl Hill. We mentioned that they're duck and goose callers giving instruction or selling their duck calls, goose calls, decoys, etc. It's called Waterfowl Hill. That's also a very popular place. And
there's also a duck and goose calling championship that's held by Ducks Unlimited at Game Fair.
Yeah, they will have a state duck and goose calling championship. I'm not sure what day the goose calling, duck calling takes place. I think it's the second weekend.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people enter that, and some winners get to go to Stuttgart, Arkansas to compete in the world championship. So
Dad, I just did a segment for Minnesota Bound with Corey Loeffler, who will be at Game Fair. He's a national goose calling champion. And he taught me how to get started goose calling. And I have to tell you, it's not easy. I just watched the finished edited product of me learning in front of the camera. And I'll have to say it's a little embarrassing. But
Did you sound like a frog, or did you sound like a goose?
Horrible. I mean, I don't know. It sounded like a cat. It was so bad. But to my credit, it really sounded really high pitch, and I just could not get the to it is what they tell you. You know, he was telling me to use that word. And then he looked at it. He's like, oh, I forgot to tune it for you. And I'm like, Corey, I just spent 10 minutes on camera sounding like I was stepping on a cat's toe. And he fixed it. And I was able to hang with the groups, you know, group of guys. The next morning we did some goose hunting, and I was able to hang in there with the group. I think they kind of covered me up for the sound, and we were able to call some geese in. So that was fun. But I have to say, it's very admirable, those that participate in the duck and goose calling, and especially those that go up the ranks and win championships, because it really is very much like playing an instrument at that point.
We mentioned, of course, the doggy games. There's, the course where the dogs. What is it? Where the dogs scamper around and go through things and agility.
The agility course. Yes.
Also, we mentioned there are retrieving games where you can see how your dog does in timing events, retrieving dummies, etc. But if you're a pointer person, they also have an area where you can see how quickly your dog can find some birds, point pheasants. And again, that's a competition. It's a friendly competition. One dog at a time, of course, and it's a timed event. And if you win, you can walk off with some pretty big bags of dog food, et cetera. Laura, I wanted to mention that one side benefit of Game Fair has been our local politicians know it's going on, and when there's an election, often the candidates will come there, especially candidates for the governor of Minnesota. And so for many, many years, prior to an election, say Governor Dayton, Governor Walz, the governors before them will make an appearance there to meet and greet outdoor people. And we take an opportunity at this to, we put them in a seminar tent where a lot of people can crowd in and listen, and they are given questions about their attitude and positions on some outdoor issues. And outdoor news people handle that. I've also been involved. And one issue that they always bring up is they ask each governor, what is your position on the legacy amendment, the Lessard-Sams Council recommendations for habitat projects? If the legislature tries to divert this or not approve these projects, will you go along with that, or will you veto what the legislature is trying to do? And of course, they all answer, oh, we would veto that. So what they may not be aware of this is all videoed. And a few years ago, when Governor Dayton was still in office, there was some legislators who tried to pull some shady things with Fish and Wildlife Habitat proposal in the legislature, in the bill. And it went through the legislature, but it got to Governor Dayton's desk. And we quickly sent him that video showing his position in front of everybody. And so I don't know if that helped, but it certainly didn't hurt, because he vetoed. Well, he vetoed what the legislature was trying to do. So that's a side benefit of an event like this that attracts some of our political leaders, because we get a chance to meet them and in some cases record their position statement. So that's a side benefit for sure.
Yes, it is. And you can also have a chance to chat with them yourselves if you're there.
Exactly. They're very friendly. It's a low key. I might add too, you don't normally think of this, because at the state fair you have beer gardens, but at game fair, there's no alcohol. No alcohol is served, never has been served there. And for a couple good reasons. It's a family event. A lot of kids come there, families come there, and people have got in shooting games. Well, we don't need somebody full of beer picking up a shotgun, see if he can hit a clay bird.
Yeah, that would not be good.
So it's just common sense. And interestingly, nobody complains about that. I've had a few people sometimes ask, is there beer? And we say, no, no beer. And they walk away just hopefully satisfied with that. But obviously, it's a good policy and never has varied.
No, it hasn't. But what there is there is a lot of really unique, good concessions. They have, of course, Ron Shearer's deep-fried walleye.
Absolutely.
I would say it's probably your favorite, yes, because I do notice you eating that almost every day.
That reminds me, I got to start catching a bunch of those walleyes.
Yeah, I mean, you have thousands of people to feed, Dad. You better hurry up.
Yeah.
Short amount of time. I think they've had sunfish fries in the past, but anyway, the list goes on and the amount of food that's there too. So definitely, lots of great things to try out. But I just wanted to, you know, chat briefly quick about Game Fair and how it's so unique, and really it's become an iconic event for the state of Minnesota, and the fact that it's celebrating 40 years. And I can say that I grew up going to Game Fair. You know, you've said you've been there all 40 years. And when we were younger, meaning my sister Simone and I, we would go with you every day, and you'd kind of let us run wild. And we would, you know, we'd see you at 9 a.m. and I think we probably saw you at 5 o'clock when it was time to go home. And we just ran around the whole Game Fair all day long. So I have such fond memories there. And it really is just such a unique event that I wanted to share it on the Minnesota Bound podcast so more people can see the really unique magic that Game Fair brings to Minnesota.
Well, Laura, we can't end this without you telling that you worked at Game Fair for a while as
yes,
in the ice cream shop, and you got the nickname Scoop Laura, or Laura Scoop Shara or something. And so you were very good at serving ice cream.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, when I was serving ice cream, it was one of my first jobs is scooping ice cream at the concession stand, and they did nickname me Scoop. All of the ice cream was the really hard serve ice cream where you had to literally muscle your way with an ice cream scooper to get like the smallest scoop out of there. So by the end of Game Fair, I had one giant bicep on my right arm. And my left arm was just a twig, because I was, I don't know how old I was. I think I was like 13 years old. But yeah, so I absolutely grew up at Game Fair, and it is, I don't know if they're still hiring, but if you have young kids, it is a great place for kids to work. They have kids working at the concession stands. They have kids doing working as pooper scoopers, trash detail. You know, there's all sorts of fun things if you're son or daughter are looking for, you know, kind of a quick job, a couple of weekends. It really is a unique place to work. And you're outside all day walking around. So I highly recommend it to any young ones out there.
You could be a pooper scooper. You know, they have people walking around scooping up for dogs that didn't get to a good spot. But
exactly, that'll be my backup if I can't make it on the microphone this year.
I think, is it gamefair.com, I think, is how folks could find out more on their website and maybe even check in to see if there's any job openings, if anybody has young people here. I don't know what the age limits are, but it's a great place to get a little summer employment for kids. They do everything from, like I said, the pooper scooping to taking tickets and lots of different little chores that are go with a big event like that. So,
but first, did you know that Minnesota's wildlife management areas are a vast array of lands across all of Minnesota? These 1,440 wildlife management areas are valued for their wildlife and Minnesotans' outdoor recreation opportunities. Annually, the DNR maintains hunter walking trails, plants food plots for wildlife, and develops acres and acres of prairie and grasslands. To find out more about Minnesota wildlife management areas, go to mndnr.gov/WMAS.
Start planning your fall hunt in North Dakota at legendarynd.com. You know, North Dakota is home to more than 800,000 plots hunting acres. Those acres are private land that is open to public hunting, and the plots map guides show you exactly where all that land sits. You know, North Dakota's ringneck pheasant crowing counts are up 15% of this year. And of course, that takes good habitat. The state is also home to an estimated 2.9 million breeding ducks. North Dakota, it's an absolute outdoor oasis just waiting. Bag your limit this fall in North Dakota. Visit legendarynd.com.
Do you know what it really costs to heat water at your home, cabin, or business? No? Well, we do. Based on data from the U.S. Department of Energy, the annual savings for homes that heat their water with propane rather than electricity is $175. You can save energy and get 2.5 times as much hot water compared to the average electric water heater. Let's save energy and money with the cleaner, greener fuel. Propane, the right energy right now. It is gamefair.com for more information. And we hope to see you out there starting August 13th. And we'll be at the Information Center, my dad and I. And we are there every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also giving directions on what you can see and find at Game Fair Grounds. And other than that, we are just happy to chit-chat with you about all things outdoors.
I'll add this, Laura, if anybody listening to this podcast, if you come up to the Communication Center where Laura and I are at, if you mention that you heard the podcast, I'll give you a real special deal on my calendar or on my new book, Ranchers Minnesota, Mostly True Tales of a Life Outdoors. So keep that in mind. Tell me you heard this and you get a deal.
Awesome. He's probably not going to tell you what that deal is yet, but he's going to think about it.
Well, I can't say everything, you know.
So. Yeah, exactly. Can't give out too much information.
I'll guarantee you you'll get a deal because you'll know what the original price is, and I'll give you a better one than that. So there you go.
All right, Dad, I'm going to let you close us out for the Minnesota Bound podcast. But before you do that, I want to give a final thank you to our sponsors, Voyager Saunas, Connecticut Water Systems, Minnesota DNR, Minnesota Propane, and North Dakota Tourism. All right, Dad, it's all you.
Very good. And remember, introduce a kid to the great outdoors.
We'll see you at Game Fair, everybody. Mm-hmm.